Well, thank you very much for your invitation here this morning. David kindly gave me two things to do, so maybe he thinks you need a double dose this morning. He said to give a little bit of my background, a little bit of a testimony. I think normally this service is allocated to do a testimony or a story, and then he's asked me to speak on the Sixth Commandment. So maybe this is a way of introduction. Obviously from my accent, you'll tell I'm not from Belfast. So I'm from a farm in County Kildare, about 30 minutes from Dublin. I have lived there pretty much all my life so far. I hope there's a little bit more in my life to come, but I've lived for all my life there. And about 13 years, is it? I can't even remember. 13 years ago, I married Hannah. Hannah I met in Italy on holidays in 2001. She's from Southampton in the south of England. And we have a growing family of four daughters now. And Urien as well, I think, as we've discovered, is part of our family too. So it gets bigger and bigger as we go along. But just as a way of offering about my testimony, maybe if I just read a couple of verses from Isaiah 53. And you don't have to turn, but if you do, turn to Isaiah 53. And just verse 4, it says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that has brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Well, that's my testimony, and I hope it's many of your testimonies as well, that as we look back on our lives, we came to a point when we saw that we were just not good enough. No matter what we ever have done, we have not good enough in the front of God's eyes, in front of the eyes of our Father. And because of that, he sent Jesus into the world, didn't he? And Jesus came in a perfect, perfect sacrifice. And he died on the cross for me. And at a point I had to come to realize that he did that just for me. Even if I was going to be the only one that was going to be accepted, or to accept him as my Savior, he would have done it just for me. And we have to, each of us, come to our own lives, don't we? And sometimes think, well, that's what Jesus has done for me. If that's what he's done for me, maybe I need to find out a little bit more about him. And I suppose that's the journey that led me from being a small boy of 11 or 12 years of age on a farm in County Kildare, all the way to Bible College in the Baptist College, because I want to find out more about my Saviour, about the God who thought so much of me, felt that I was so important, that he sent his son to die for me. And I want to find out more about that God. And I suppose what led me to Bible College, if I skip maybe a little bit from time reason, why I came to Bible College was because I used to love talking to my neighbours. I'd go and talk to my neighbours. It didn't matter who they were, or if they would stop and listen to me. Really, I just talk to anyone who'll stop and listen to me, as most of who know me would understand. But I used to try to tell them about Jesus. And I don't know if any of you have come across the point when people don't understand, the way you convince them is shout a little louder. Isn't that best? If they don't understand, say it louder, and that's definitely going to help them understand. And that was really the problem I used to have when I was talking to my neighbours. I used to, when I wasn't sure of something, I just maybe get a bit more argumentative, talk a little louder, and of course they were going to understand me then, weren't they? Well, not really. The problem was that I didn't know enough. I wasn't trained to be able to tell people about God. So my story this morning, from a young boy who, as a teenager, went away from God, did lots and lots of bad things. Things that I'm utterly ashamed of. But yet God called me back into his fold, like a shepherd, the good shepherd, called back his sheep. And as I got married, and as I spent time on the farm, my passion for farming grew a little less over the years. And my passion for wanting to go and tell people about Jesus got a little bit more. And that burning desire led me to Bible college. And that's where I met David. And obviously, meeting David there, he wants to get out of having to preach on Sunday mornings, I think, and invited me to come and speak here this morning. So I want to thank you for that. Maybe a little bit of my background. I come from Brannockstown Baptist Church. Down there's a little church in the middle of the country. My father, my grandfather went to that church too. We probably are originally from England at some stage. We moved to Ireland, our family, in 1847. And from what we gather, all of the men that were born have been believers. So I come from a long line of Christian believers. And I think the prayers that my grandparents and my great-grandparents prayed for us as children have been something that has been fruitful in the time that I've got to spend now in Bible college. So I thank God for my family, for the love that they've shown to me. And that love has helped me to recognize the love of Jesus in my life.